Maxi Curran Donegal suffered a 8-point loss here this afternoon to Waterford in Letterkenny. 2-9 to 7 points in the end. Those two first half goals really give the visitors a cushion, and you just couldn't breach that there during the remainder. Then 6 points was the arm's length they kept yet.
Yeah, and look, you know, the thing about ladies football and the way teams can defend and shut you out when they need to, you know, obviously the shooting range is a lot smaller for girls than it is for boys, and you know, when you want to shut the thing down, you can, and that's what they've done. But look, as well as that, look, they just outfought us. I think all over the field they were hungry, they were diving every ball, they fought every duel, you know, like they were dependent on it, and I think that's probably the biggest difference, and that's probably what's disappointing.
Yeah, obviously with the girls that were missing, you know, the physicality Waterford were able to bring to it, they look a seasoned outfit, that kind of showed as well. You know, they did seem to have that more strength in terms of, you know, their personnel, and that's a telling factor too in days like this, isn't it?
Yeah, look, you know, we keep referring to the fact with a lot of young kids playing them, and you know, you're coming up against teams that are, you know, they're further down the line than we are, and you know, and even one day conditions, it becomes a game of two halves, and you're having to, you know, do things different from one half to the next, let alone one game to the next, and look, we probably lack a wee bit of guile as to how to do that, and then you only have a handful of, you know, bigger physical, more physical girls that are used to playing in these kind of days, in these kind of conditions, and they can't do it all. But look, you can't fault the girls for effort every game. You know, they've fought their wee hearts out, and look, there's no medals for that, I know, but it's as much as we can ask for them, and they're definitely doing that.
And to be fair to them, I know it's the fourth loss in succession, but it's probably the first day that we weren't maybe in contention, you know, going past that three-quarter hour mark. I mean, in other games, you know, competitive kind of right up, that's probably just a disappointment really today as well, is it?
I don't think we were in the in that position before this, you know, where we were having that such a mountain to climb. You know, the other games, they just kind of pulled away from us at the end. Galway and Meath in particular, they tagged on a couple of points as the game was, you know, as we were chasing the game, you know, whereas today Waterford got the scores early on, and then they were able to close the back door on us then, you know.
Cork next week now is a long trip as well, so, and a difficult opposition, so it doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't, but look, you know, it is what it is, and look, yeah, we knew the score was going to be this way, and you know, you just try and learn and develop and take things out of every game, and look, we were, Keevy Cohen had an impressive start for herself, you know, debut at cornerback, and you know, she showed great courage, and she, you know, she was very, very brave, and the ball came near, and that's what you're looking for, and other girls maybe not so much as had as positive as having other days, but look, that's to be expected as well. You're playing Division 1.